heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Verse 9, here it comes. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. The former and latter rain, the latter rain confirms the inheritance of the nation of Israel, that Christ has come back and sets them in the land. Every time you find it, you're going to find it's dealing with the second coming of Christ. It's that former and latter rain. Now let me give you, we're not going to have time to look up the rest of these, but let me give you these rest of these references. I gave you Joel 2:23. I gave you Job 37:6. Now I'm giving you 2 Chronicles 6:26. 2 Chronicles 7:12. Proverbs 16, verses 14 through 15. You're listening way too slow. All right, for you, Rebecca, because for you, I'm going to start over again. For you, for nobody else. No, you're my buddy. For you. Anybody with the potential you have, I will back up. Here we go. Joel 2:23. Job 37:6. 2 Chronicles 6:26. 2 Chronicles 7:12. Now, can I tell you one thing that you guys won't get mad at me? If you look up 2 Chronicles 6:26 and it isn't there, before you call me, check 1 Chronicles 6:26. Many of these things I did in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was so excited and so groggy that I didn't get all my sticks in the right place sometimes. I'm just telling you. That's my rule of thumb. If it ain't where it isn't in 2 Chronicles 6:26, when I go to look for it, then before I do anything else, I go to 1 Chronicles 6:26, and I usually find it. Now, I'm not saying that's true here, but we already saw one example on 1 Peter. Okay. Excuse me. Proverbs 16, boys in a hurry. Verses 14 through 15, I like that. He's got to be ready by next week. Proverbs 16, 14 through 15. Psalm 68, verses 8 and 9. Revelation 11, verse 6. 2 Samuel 23, verse 4. Hosea, the Mexican prophet, 10, 12. Jeremiah 14:22. Now, I'm sure there's some other ones, but that will get you, that's the main ones. Now, you started to see tonight how that we're going to build this thing componently. You got your example there. I'm telling you right now, you can go home tonight or this weekend and start putting these, all that I've given you, in the back of your Bible. Maybe you don't want to go. The ones we went through, you can go ahead and start putting the verses in. There ain't nothing wrong with that. At this point, we're not putting a lot of material. We are putting in references, and those references need to go in. There'll never be a better time to put them in than now. If you can stay up with what we do on Thursday night, getting them in, which I don't know why you couldn't. We only got through 3 or 4 tonight. If you can get them in, and then if you can also, if you want to feel good about doing it now, that's fine. If not, but at some point, you'll want to begin to put a little paragraph in there. Now, you've got examples on the handouts that I've given you in the last couple of weeks. If you want to put a little paragraph in there that explains that, so at a glance. Now, that little thing I told you about the former and latter rain, I don't have that paragraph in there. Why? Because by the time I worked that out, I've been through the former and latter rain so many times, backwards and forwards, that I understood it. So I know it now. But it's okay. It never hurts to put those in there. Those are the kind of notes you want always in your Bible. It's the stupid stuff you don't want to put in. You say, well, give me an example of stupid stuff. Genesis chapter 1, the story of Adam and Eve, writing real big. Story of Adam and Eve. You don't need that. That's dumb. That's what I did. I wasted up that much of my Bible with big letters. Story of Adam and Eve, like it meant something. You know what I'm saying? I can remember it's a story of Adam and Eve, but story of Adam and Eve covers a lot of ground that I wished I'd had the space to put it in. So that's what you want to do. This stuff is okay to write the references in, you know, over the next week. Put it in the back of your Bible as a subject. Put the definitive verse back there and then go to that place and work it out. And if you can do that and learn the materials I explain it, that's what you want to build this thing componently. And when we're done with this, you're going to have 50 or 60 free ones. And they're the 50 or 60 most things I'm asked about the Bible or I use the most. You're going to get them. And you'll have everything at your fingertips. If you run them in your Bible, you have a listing in the back of them by subject with the definitive verses. You're ready to go. Then in time, as you use them and we go over them, you'll memorize them. Okay? All right. Every head bowed, every eye closed, and we'll get out of here tonight.